Here is PacLM girls basketball coach Robert Mask. Roland Story, they gave you everything you could handle tonight, coach, but you get it done. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was a great game. It was a great game for us. We were very resilient in a lot of ways. Roland Story shot the ball extremely well, shot the ball well from three. We got into a little bit of foul trouble that really got us out of rhythm. But we were composed and calm, and down the stretch we were able to extend things, just playing good defense and finding good looks to the rim.
Yeah, Roland Story only 2 points in the fourth quarter, but closing that third with a flourish, 18-4 run for Roland Story to make it 56-53, and Jenna Clark with a three at the buzzer to very much make this a game. Did a lot of it come down to, as you said, their three-point shooting and foul trouble certainly hurt you a little bit?
In the third, I thought we were on the verge of making a really good run. We ended up having several people get another foul and really got us out of our rhythm. It let them attack the hoop a little bit more. I thought we were on our heels a little bit tonight. But that 18-4 run that they made, they just came down. They hit open shots. They did a great job of attacking the rim and finding a shooter, and the shooters were hot. And then I give us a lot of credit. They had the momentum going into the fourth, and we were able to come out and play really disciplined and end up building that lead from 3-13 to finish the game.
What was talked about on the bench in between quarters from the third going into the fourth, having a veteran senior-laden group as you have, certainly never hurts, and being able to shake off what Roland Story did to the end of the third quarter and able to persevere?
Honestly, we talked about just trusting what we were doing, and I thought throughout the game there were several times we made silly mistakes. We maybe tried to do a little too much at the wrong time, whether that was attacking a double team at the hoop or shooting a really tough shot. Being a little too aggressive on a steal and then not getting back on defense. Things that we can definitely clean up. But when the fourth quarter hit, I thought we were very disciplined. I thought we attacked the hoop, looked for easy baskets, and at the same time were able to run exactly what we were hoping to run and get to the free throw line and then extend the lead.
Last home game of the careers of these great seniors. The fans certainly showed up in droves here in great numbers just after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, the fans were tremendous. They really helped us get through this one. And last year at this time, same thing happened. We were playing Kemper last year. I didn't think we were on our A game. It was a 10-point game into the fourth, and we were able to extend it on them too. And it was exactly what we needed at the right time to really get going. And I look for us to come out Saturday night raring to go.
Well, speaking of Kemper, they will be your opponent in the region final as they beat Gilbert 68-38.
I heard that a few minutes ago, and it'll be a great game, and I'm sure they'll be ready for a lot of the things we do and vice versa, and we'll just go out there and give it our all.
We'll talk to you more about that soon, Robert. See you Saturday. Thank you. Congrats.
Yep, thank you.
Pokie girls defeat Roland Story 68-55.